Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On this Featured Artist Friday, Bob Hayden, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Happy June 6th. It's the summer. And if I'm not mistaken, the Birds have won more than four in a row, so we get the Bob Haney stamp of approval. That's a winning streak.
Oh, that's a strong winning streak at that. And we'll get to the calls here. If you're on the phones, if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Nolan says, and I don't want to speak for Nolan, but he thinks they're back.
They're back.
Yeah, I'm like,
whoa. There's no think, there's a no.
They're back. Nolan McGraw. They're better here. He thinks they're back. What does Ryan Ripken think?
Well, how about this? Well, first off, again, can't speak for Nolan McGraw, no. but talk about a true seal of approval, stamp of approval. Nolan, them being back, huh? You know, I think about this. I'm not ready to say this team's going to the playoffs, but I did get asked about this past week. That do you think the Orioles can get this done? And you guys know this. Lloyd Christmas, Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance? There's a chance. I mean, look, the Orioles, for the 50-game stretch, let's use them starting out in Seattle as the start of the 50 games. For them to get back to 500, they were going to have to go 32-18. So far, they're off to a great start with trying to get to that 32-18 record, which would put them at, it's like 620 win percentage or something like that, which I'm not mistaken, I think was how they started the season in 2024. So could they do it? Yes. Is it going to be a whole lot to get really back into it and be considered a playoff team? That's why you got to go out and play the games. But the confidence is there, and we just saw when they believe what they can do and a certain number 35 can get going, this team seems to follow suit, Bob, and yeah, I think that the Birds here are about to go on a little bit of a run.
All right, we'll ask you a question that a caller asked the first hour or so of the program about the Tony Manzolino effect. Winning record now as Oriole manager after a rough patch, shall we say, to start his tenure as their interim skipper. Is there anything that a Tony Manzolino can do that makes the team better in regards to individual performance? Does he do the Newt Rockne? I mean, he knows the guys. He's been around the team. But is there a noticeable thing, Ryan, that Manzolino has done that Brandon Hyde may not have been doing here?
Well, I think that they do have different styles of who they are as people, you know, and how then, I'm not going to say necessarily managing styles because we still have to see it all play out. But just from my perspective, Tony Manzolino has always been a guy who communicates well, always is going to go up and talk to the players, whether it's about baseball or not, wants to build that type of rapport. So that's number one. Players like that when you can connect outside of the game. The other aspects of it, you know, he's been vocal saying, you know, Jackson Holliday, we're playing you every day. We're trusting that we're going to put our guys in the position. And I think that that creates confidence. And then the third thing with all of the chaos is that he is saying we're in it together. we're going to keep moving through this. And I think that's what the players are kind of buying into. They know the guy. They believe in the guy. So I'm not saying there's a magic wand that's going to make it all better, but what you are seeing are players connecting with the guy that they have. They finally have a taste of what winning is again, and winning is contagious. And if you're able to put one together, then two, three, six, then you start to have this thing called belief, Bob, and then things can take over. So that's what Tony has playing in his favor right now.
Are the Orioles back, or they're just better? What do you think? 410-583-1057 is the number. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Hitting, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Bruce in Bel Air. Bruce, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob and Ryan, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
I haven't called in a while, but I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. You're kind of touching on it here. A caller called in a while ago asking, is there any difference from Massolino from what they're doing from Hyde? And from what I can see as a layman, it looks to me like the one difference I'm seeing is he's letting pitchers go. He's letting starting pitchers go. I mean, you know what I mean? Hyde had a habit of watching pitch counts in 80 or 85, whether they're doing good or not, taking them out. But also, if they got in a little trouble, it seemed like he was going with analytics more, saying, well, I'd probably have a better shot at bringing this guy out of the bullpen against this particular batter instead of letting the pitchers, you know, try to piss their way out of it. But what I'm saying is, I think him, by him doing that, it builds confidence, too. I mean, if you got somebody believing in you, whether it's your parents or whether it's your manager, I mean, you want to make them right. You know what I mean? And also, another thing is doing is in our bullpen, instead of pitching 4 and 5 innings a night, they're only going 3 or 4 innings a night. So that's a plus there. But also, as far as the – I wanted to also say, as far as the playoffs go, I like to quote the great statesman Evel Knievel, who said, nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but
Bruce.
That's my thoughts on it. I don't know if you guys are seeing the same thing.
All right, Bruce, thanks. Evel Knievel reference here on this Featured Artist Friday.
I love it. I love it. And, Bruce, I hear what you're saying. And to go into the rest of this between Manzo and Hyder, I think there's some truth somewhere mixed in, but one thing that does allow for starters to go deeper into the game is when they get off to a good start and they're efficient. And the Orioles pitchers during this streak, they have gotten off to better starts. They have gone out there and pitched very well. I mean, I don't have the number of quality starts off the top of my head now in the last couple of days, but it was 5 out of 8 quality starts, meaning they were getting to the 6th inning, giving up 3 earned runs or less, gives your team a chance. You know, when you look at that the win streak right now, Bob, the Orioles in the 6-game win streak, they're not allowing a lot of runs, right? They haven't allowed more than 3 runs in any of the 6 victories that they've had against the White Sox and the Mariners. So I think that Manzo is allowing them to pitch out of it, yes. But also the Orioles pitchers are not putting themselves in as many jams early on. And Bruce, the final thing I'll say, you are right. When your bullpen gets taxed and they're throwing 4 or 5 innings a game, I don't care how good they've been or how good they can be, they get tired. So I think it's a great reset. And what's the results right now? The starters going deeper? The bullpen's coming through, and they've come through in big ways here over the last few days.
Yeah, they were nails yesterday. Baker was outstanding. If you're on the phone, it's Tony and the rest. We'll get you when we come back. By the way, Evel Knievel, he knew it was impossible to get over that Snake River Canyon. That's why he hit the eject button. I did have that toy when I was a kid. But when we come back, take more of your phone calls. Got buy or sell coming up later in the hour. AL East report coming up in the 1 o'clock portion of the show. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Hitting, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Raw. Taking on the A's. A's broke their 9-game losing streak last night. Royals have actually passed them in the wild card standings for whatever that means on June the 6th. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, fellas? I'm a believer. I'm going to follow up that Evel Knievel quote, and you'll be playing this in September with a quote from LL Cool J. Don't call it a comeback.
All right.
We've been here for years. We're going to do this. I've seen this in our lifetime, and Bob, I hate to, like to go back in the past with you. 1975, what happened with the Baltimore Colts? What did they start the season off?
1-4.
And how did it end?
They won 9 in a row, won the AFC East. Tony Linhart, field goal, beat the Dolphins in the fog. Shake and bake that Dolphin steak.
1982, although, we, you know, one game short, we was drastically behind the Brewers and got off to a bad start. And how did that end? Last day of the season, it wasn't for an Ogilvy sliding, catching a corner, we'd have been in the playoffs. In recent Major League Baseball history, we've seen the Washington Nationals, 2 years ago, the Texas Rangers, and I think 3 years ago, Arizona come out of nowhere after torrid bad starts like we've had and get to the playoffs in the World Series. And I think we have the talent to do it, and it's not just because guys have come back off injury. I attribute it to our downfall to two people, Adley and Gunnar. And they're starting to come around. If those two just come around, all the other stuff is going to fall into place.
All right, Tony, I like the optimism. What do you think there, Ryan Ripken?
I love it. You know what? Everyone's been in a great mood also, too, over the last 6 days. I wonder why. But in all seriousness, I love it from Tony. And I'm with you because sports, as much as we want to look at the negatives when teams get off to rough starts, sports, this is why we love it. There is a story, there's history to be made, and teams, when they get on a roll, can do some pretty incredible things. And that's not just in baseball. It's all in professional sports. And we know that the odds are stacked against the Baltimore Orioles, but you still got a long way to go. You're sitting with still four, essentially, just under 4 months of baseball left. And if you just little by little chip away, win a series, Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the race of it. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to get to the postseason, but Tony just mentioned about the Orioles in 82. And I remember talking to somebody who used to play on the team. He did okay that year. He started awfully to the season, by the way. It was like 4-for-67. I digress. But but he said, you know what? We caught lightning in a bottle at the right time. And we were where we wanted to be at the end and just came up short. I think Baltimore is going to have a chance to be where they want to be despite the tough start to the 25 season.
Orioles 2025, they won six in a row. They're still 11 games below 500. They're still buried in the East, but creeping up the wild card standings as we talk about that early June. Are they back or are they just better? Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, hey, I want to say they back, but I got to say they better right now because, I mean, it's still some stuff they need to work on. Like, I'm looking at the games. It's like a one-run type of game. Like, I feel like with these next couple games, especially with the Tigers coming up, even if we could start, like, getting, like, these runners on base home, I feel like we'd be okay. But, I mean, with this six game winning streak, the Orioles making me happy because I don't know if I told you, I made a bet with a Braves fan when the Braves was 0-7. I said that the Orioles would have a better record than the Braves. And I mean, y'all can check the stat. I think the Orioles probably two games back now. So as long as the Orioles keep winning, I'm good with that. And hey, Bob, I know I ain't see you all season, but I promise, man, you're going to see me next Friday for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be down there 4 days next week. Ryan will be there. What day are you
coming? Yeah, yeah,
I am coming. I got 2 days next week, I believe.
Yeah.
My guy, Ryan, man. Ryan, the reason why I don't really be tweeting so much bad stuff about the Orioles, man, because, you know, Ryan and Zach, they keep me up going at Kevin, man. But, hey, y'all enjoy y'all Friday, okay?
All right, Trippy.
Appreciate you,
always great to talk to you. Real quick, Braves 27-34. Yeah, they're Scuffle City, man.
Well, did you see what happened yesterday with the Braves?
They blew that big lead.
And did you talking about X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, Chipper Jones, if you remember that name, Hall of Famer for the Atlanta Braves, he sent out a tweet saying, 9-3, good guys, like, good day. And then he goes, woke up from a nap, 11 to whatever it was, they lost the game 11-9, 11-10. Yeah, they're scuffling right there. But the Orioles, just like that, it doesn't look as bad right now than it was. It's not good yet.
No, no, no.
But I like what Kirby said. It is better. And maybe in a few weeks, then the Orioles will say, hey, this might be a really good situation.
And if you missed this news, everybody, Craig Kimbrell recalled from the minors to the Braves because Iglesias is pitching more like Julio Iglesias than a closer guy. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding your ribbon in with Ryan. Let's do it.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I think I'm on the O's are back trend.
Yeah.
the thing that I love seeing, especially through the six games, is they have confidence and they have good energy. And that's the one thing that I say brings them back, because we saw with this young team all the way back to 2022 on Adley, that was Adley's first year. You know, this is the team that had that broke out the home run chain, and then they started doing the sprinkler. Now they got a pirate hat. Like, that stuff, that energy, I felt like wasn't there in the first 20 or 30 games of the season. They just almost didn't seem like they're having fun. But now, you know, fun comes with winning, and they're winning right now, so they're having more fun. But I feel like even if they lose a game or two, they're not going to be so down on themselves like they were in the beginning of the season.
Good point about the, hey, thanks, Ryan, about the excitement level and, you know, just a different, Rockabaco was writing about it in Massate, different vibe in that clubhouse. And Ryan, six in a row, you feel better. Yeah, Mr. Splash, that dude was collecting cobwebs out there for the first 6 weeks of the season, and the offense showing a pulse, maybe not pummeling the ball like we had hoped, but first month and a half, maybe 2 months of the year, when they were behind after six, seven innings, they weren't winning.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing a little come from behind-ish stuff here.
You know, you could say with Mr. Splash, the Orioles, there was somewhat of a drought for the start of the season, right? You like that terminology?
Yeah,
but the point that we want to get across, right? When you are going through it, and when I mean going through it, you're losing. Things are bad. And we talked about how it's contagious to be winning. It's contagious when you're losing. And it's not that you aren't trying to get out of it, right? But we've all been there in life. And it's the same thing in sports. When something's going wrong and you feel like you're hitting your head against the wall of, All right, let's try this, and it doesn't work. All right, let's try this, and it doesn't work. What do I need to change as a player? The Orioles just couldn't get out of their own way for so many reasons. But when you have a bounce go your way, when you win the close game, something that they didn't do earlier in the season. Heck, here's an example, if you don't mind sharing a little tidbit here, of like plays where the Orioles weren't making, but then I noticed that that helps them win the previous games. Game two of the Mariners series. Gunnar Henderson cuts the ball off correctly, throws out Kyle Raleigh at second base, kind of diffuses the inning. Then how about Adley Rutschman? You got to play catch in this game. Field it, throw it to Adley, you tag the guy out at home. And then you wait around for that big hit. And then you get that big hit with two strikes and two outs. And all of a sudden, when you add that up, you make those plays that gives you confidence to go and win the game. The Orioles are starting to do that, Bob. And if you do that, then it allows the rest of your game to continue to get better.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Andy in Dundalk. Andy, what's happening?
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
9 out of 11. It's looking good. The future looks bright.
Certainly does.
And I'm going to steal something from you guys. I sometimes wish you would steal some of the things that I say, but I'm going to steal something from you guys. We're going to be talking about this for a while. It's going to be called the Mancelino effect. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, look, Manzo, people are going to be pushing for him to build the statue here soon enough. That people, but I'm really happy for him because look how people initially treated his pregame pressers.
Just look to your right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hi-oh.
Nolan, there's no one behind you.
Huh? Now, Nolan wanted him condiffed after, what, the first weekend
of
the season?
No. Yeah. I love Mancelino, in fact, because he earned me money.
Oh.
I thought he did. What? Still haven't been paid yet.
What are you talking about?
The bet.
Oh, because High got whacked.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to another. What else you got there, Andy? But the Manzo effect, yes.
Well, I'm not so sure about the statue yet, but I'll tell you what. When you listen to Mancelino, he doesn't sound all that, you know, like he knows what's talking about and things like that, the way his speech patterns are. But if you listen to the words coming out of his mouth, he instills a lot of confidence for me, and I'm in my mid-60s. I've been watching baseball a long time. That he knows what he's talking about, and he knows what's going on, and he knows the effect of what he's doing and how it's affecting the team. And I see the results. Well, you guys have a good day. It was good talking to you all.
All right, Andy, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. I mean, look, yeah, no, we'll hold off on building the statue for now.
And to his point, as Nolan pointed out, I think Nolan was bent like we didn't have enough points, which was kind of like an egregious mistake. And Manzo, if you will, he's baseball lifer, so I'm assuming he knows the difference between points and runs. But he's not Dicka. He's not Bob Knight. He's not that guy who's going to go crazy and Popovich own the media. You know what I mean? He's just kind of soft-spoken, and it is what it is. You know?
Right. Well, I mean, speaking pattern doesn't matter, but I mean, it's... I guess I was more so upset that they chose to give the interim job, to somebody who clearly wasn't ready, or clearly didn't want it, wasn't expecting to get it. That almost in and of itself negates what you were trying to accomplish by firing Brandon Hyde in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, here they are. They're winning, so...
And the one thing which I'm really happy for Tony and Manzo, however you want to call him, right? You know, his first name is Tony.
Yeah.
But what I love with him in this situation is that it could not have started worse in the Manzo era where, hey, we're firing the manager, and then you are down by 200,000 runs, and then hey, let's talk about you taking over this team. And then you're being criticized from the jump. And what I love for it is he didn't change who he was. He hasn't changed anything, even during the good times right now. And I think that's, to me, a sign of what can be a good manager moving forward.
And Manzo effect sounds like a Dustin Hoffman movie from back in the 70s. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Buy or sell. We'll get into that later in the hour. We got Danielle Allentuck joining us at 1 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Orioles with her. The Birds, what a heater. Can they keep it rolling against these struggling A's?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the 1 o'clock hour, but let's get out to the phones. People want to talk about the Orioles winners of 6 in a row. Yes, it's a winning streak. Still ground to make up, but they're chipping away. That's all you can do. Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ryan. I'll blow through this kind of quick, as I always do. Bob, about a month ago, I told my brother, I said, I just want to see, before people just throw dirt over Ashley, I just want to see him, Rushman, I just want to see him go 12 for 25 with a couple homers and try to get that big knot that's in between our ears in the back front and let him just play good baseball and see where it goes from there. And I got part of my dream, his catching, his work with the pitchers again, I close my eyes and I watch him play. It reminds me a couple years ago when he was a impact guy behind the plate as well as with the bat. So if he can continue this one, he's a key piece. It's not like the Orioles picking up a couple injured players here. He's come back from the depths. And if he can keep this thing rolling and play his baseball, it leads me to my final point. Ed from Arbutus called, and he danced around this subject, but I'm going to hit it square between the eyes. You know, the Orioles moving forward, you always have to assess what you have in your clubhouse and between the lines every day. Eflin, they say they can't sign him. The Orioles don't have a true number one. You make sure you sign him. I'm not saying you break the bank, but he is a valuable guy. And finally, Bob, Sagano, he's got what you call an arsenal of pitches, but he's got an A-plus pitch. That splitter. And what makes guys with an A1 pitch, whether it's Rivera, I'm not putting him in Mariano Rivera's league, but he made his hay with a pitch. This guy has an A-plus pitch with that splitter, and what I mean by that is he can throw it for a strike, and he can throw it as a non-strike. And if he can throw it for a strike, It's in the hitter's head, and he's dominating these guys, Bob. He's just not going out there pitching well. He's got these guys up there with the bat. They're thinking too much. He blows a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right on by him. He reminds me of an old Oriole, Bob, Mike Cuellar. And he had an A-plus pitch with that screwball. He could throw it for a strike or a ball, and he made those hitters swing at his pitch. And I just want to know what you guys think about those two guys being a part of this. They're free agents. To sign them for a couple more years, and they're good pitchers. All right. You might not have an ace, but daggone it, a couple number twos and a three, you can make do with that.
All right.
Thanks, Cliffy, for taking my call.
All right, Cliffy, what do you think there, Ryan Ripken? Now, I mean, this is two ways you can go about it. You know, the Orioles go back to their form of most of this season, then they're valuable as trade commodities.
Yeah, you know, you know how I feel about it. There's certain guys, if you want them to stay as Baltimore Orioles, and you think that they're a part of this retooling phase, because even if the Orioles turn it around and make the postseason, right, you're still looking to reshape how your roster is going to be for the next year. You're always thinking of who's a part of your plan to go help win a World Series. I love Zach Eflin, how he pitches, and I think because of his age as well, that's a guy you could bring back. And I love Sagano, but his is the interesting part to me, because that age is, he's a little bit older. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to be very impactful. And I'd love for him to stay in Baltimore. But I'll tell you what, if he keeps pitching the way that he does with that nasty split and keeping hitters off balance, and it's a good lesson for everyone out there, you don't have to throw 98 to have success in the big leagues if you know what you're doing. But Sagano might now, he's proven to all these big league teams, he might get a big payday from somebody for like, hey, 1 or 2 years, we're going to blow it out because we think you can be a missing piece. But I think surround yourself with as many arms as you can, and proven arms. And now Sagano and Zach Eflin, they've proven they can be good starters in the league.
All right, let's get another call in here real quick. Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what is up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. What's up?
I appreciate y'all taking my call. It's always a great day when the Orioles, we're talking about an Orioles winning streak. I don't care what it is. But there's a couple reasons I was thinking about why we're winning. For one, I told y'all a couple weeks ago, before Hyde was gone, he was going to go. And then we got key players back. And then, you know, that guy stole my thunder about Sagano. He's been, like, he's my Oriole MVP right now. And again, winning is contagious, just like losing. So I don't know what they're going to do. I can't call it and say, hey, they're going to win, go to the playoffs and all that. I can't call it, but this league isn't really that top heavy. So to me, they still got just as much chance as anybody else. So, hey, y'all have a good Friday. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joaquin, thanks for the call. And to his point too, Ryan, what Joaquin was saying, there's a lot of mediocrity in baseball this year. Now, the American League East is starting to percolate just a little bit, but the AL West, okay, it's like flip-flop in first place. Tigers are legit, but Minnesota, after they were on fire for a while, they've cooled off. So it's not like they're chasing all of these, you know, epic teams, Baltimore, but the Orioles aren't an epic team as well.
I mean, this is we want to talk about the hard truths or the realities of the situation. The American League is still the most wide open it has probably been in years. And I know that Detroit is humming. I mean, they are the best team right now, no doubt about it. But you get to a postseason, and I said it before the season when we were maybe previewing or one of our first Baltimore Baseball Tonights, if you told me 7 or 8 teams, one of those teams would be in the World Series, I'd believe you. And I still think that that holds true now, because there's no team right now to me where I can look out in the National League and go, dang, the Dodgers I know are going to be there. I believe the Mets and the Phillies are going to be there. In the American League, there's a lot of teams that could be there. You just got to get into the dance.
Ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken, Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw will come back, buy or sell that Daniel Allentuck talks about the Red Hot Orioles, 1 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, heading into the weekend. Ripping in with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We could always use a couple extra bucks. On top of that, talk about sports, what we're going to watch, what we've already seen. We all combine it into this one big happy segment called Buy or Sell.
All right. Dow Jones is up 324 today. Let's see. S&P 500 also up. They're up 48. Let's see. Under Armour up 24 cents. DraftKings, clean sweep here today, boys. Up $1.87. Nolan's Wallet, $30 light.
There you go, baby.
Let's see. As far as our sports topics, for a while there, looked like Myles Garrett would never suit up for the Browns again, but money, speaking of buy or sell, as a way of changing things. Now he's back in the mix for 2025. His defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, says he's expecting big things from the leader of that defense, even going as far as to say that Garrett will have the best year of his career and that he needs to with the weight that comes with that new contract. He's been as consistent as they come in the NFL. 4 first-team All-Pro honors in the last 5 years. Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. Career high in sacks. That was set back in 21 and 22 when he reached 16 on the year. Bob, are you buying or selling that there's still room for Garrett to get even better at age 30?
I will buy that. Not saying it will happen, but who are we to doubt Schwartzy? Mount St. Joe's. Finest. I'll buy it, not necessarily saying it's going to happen, because he's kind of a one-man gang for them defensively. And, you know, if they're trailing a lot this year, then, you know, it's not like he's going to get a ton of opportunities to rush the quarterback, because like the Derrick Henrys of the world might be just pounding it down their throats late in ball games. But yeah, he's capable of it. I don't necessarily think he will have a career year.
Over to baseball, the Red Sox, they salvaged a win in that series finale against the Angels the other day, but overall, sliding down the standings here these past few weeks, now the chatter in Boston becoming more about selling than about competing, and the rumors even heated up for Jaren Duran. If you can believe that, he had a monster 2024 season, put his name right up there with Rafael Devers in terms of what seemed to be core pieces. So what's changed? Well, they want to get prospect Roman Anthony up here, and they need a spot to do it, but at what cost? At the cost of one of your brightest young stars? He is arbitration controllable through 2028 as well. Ryan, buy or sell, it's way too early for Boston to be dangling Duran on the open market.
I'm buying that. I mean, wasn't all these moves this offseason for the Red Sox to be back this year and contend to win the American League East? I mean, heck, to win the American League and get to the World Series. You trade for an ace, you sign an all-star third baseman, and then you have this plethora of talent that you considered to say, hey, we are in it to win it now. Now, they do have a problem trying to figure out where Roman Anthony, who is the top prospect that's down in the minor leagues, and he shouldn't be there anymore. He needs to be in the big leagues, especially for how the Red Sox, how they've been playing. They need a spark. But to your exact point, you just don't start trading players, especially one like Jaren Duran, who had an incredible last season that impacts the game in so many different ways. And the Boston Red Sox are only 4 games under 500 at this moment in time. Yeah, way too early to try to sell off a player of his caliber.
Back to the NFL, an early look here at Offensive Rookie of the Year betting odds. That has Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty as the odds-on favorite right now, followed closely by Titans quarterback Cam Ward. Pretty big jump after that before you get to the wide receivers in Hunter and McMillan. Now, the Jeanty hype, I guess it's understandable, not just for what he's capable of doing, but the team that he landed with. There's not really much of an offensive presence there, so I guess it would make sense for him to get a huge workload right out the gate. Bob, are you buying or selling Jeanty as the Offensive Rookie of the Year favorite right now?
I'll buy it, but he's not going to win it, because here you go. A June 6th guarantee.
Ooh.
From the Bobster. Travis Hunter's going to win it. You know why? Because Trevor Lawrence is going to have a monster season with Liam Cohen calling the offense in Jacksonville. But yes, I'll buy him being the favorite right now. And Geno Smith's no stiff. So, I mean, you got to, they've upgraded at quarterback, but, you know, not to the Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen level. But yeah, Travis Hunter, keep an eye on that guy. I heard he's pretty good from what I understand.
Last topic of the day deals with the Ravens. Rashad Bateman, he's feeling pretty good after signing that new contract extension. And even if this deal ends up being more of a bargain compared to other wide receiver contracts around the league, he'll still be expected to contribute much like he did last year, a breakout season in 2024. Finished with 9 touchdowns. That was second on the team only to Mark Andrews, who had 11. A lot of discussion about how the ball will be spread around this Baltimore offense this upcoming year. DeAndre Hopkins in the mix, still 2 tight ends, Flowers, Bateman. A lot of mouths to feed here, but Ryan, buy or sell, Bateman will end up leading the Ravens in receiving touchdowns this year.
I'm going to sell that. And not that I don't think big play bait isn't going to be a thing. I could see his yardage maybe increase just because he has that big play effect. I think that the red zone options, I think Mark Andrews, for as long as he is going to be a Baltimore Raven, and after week 6, it felt like, of last season, it was just Mark Andrews having 60 yards or he was scoring a touchdown, and he scored a lot of touchdowns down the stretch. I think we're going to see some other ways for players to be involved. I'll go as far as to say this for wide receivers. I could see him being still the top wide receiver when it comes to touchdown production. But I'm still, if I'm going to have my bet here, Bob.
Yes.
Which maybe I had to take up your bet on rookie of the year because I have some thoughts. Mark Andrews had 11 last year. I think that Mark Andrews is going to lead this team again this year.
And I think Nolan's implying that I welch on bets. I mean, there's still plenty of time. What year is this?
Plenty of time. The bet's over.
Oh, what bet?
Brandon Hyde got fired.
Oh.
So the payment's done?
No. The payment is not done.
The payment, the debt has not been paid.
The
Bob
payment
Haney.
Is pending.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
What is it? Case of beer?
So $30 a deal.
Yeah.
For Vinny as well, for that matter.
Yeah, $30 a Yingling. Well, I won't buy booze. I still have any booze from last year's football
that
pick.
That too?
Yeah,
Ray in Baltimore is waiting on his Jack Daniels.
It's building up.
Yeah.
Welch's grape over here.
Experience.
My God.
We'll come back. What? Danielle Allentuck, Baltimore Banner, talk about the Orioles. They're in Sacramento taking on the A's after coming off a sweep at Seattle. So the Orioles try to make it 3 series in a row. Can they make it 3 sweeps in a row before they come back home for the friendly confines of Oriole Park at Camden Yards? We haven't been outside at Pickles in a while.
It's been ages.
Yeah, so I'm going to guarantee we'll be there at least one day this week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.